Hello and welcome to Radio Simple Minds, today in a very special edition with a very special guest. But later the more, we first hear Changeling from 1980. That was Changeling from 1980. Now to our very special guest from today. He is keyboarder and founding member of Simple Minds. Please welcome with me all together Mr. Michael McNeil.
Pleasure's all mine.
Hi Mick, how did you get to Simple Minds?
Hello, it's nice to be here with you. As Alex says, it's Michael McNeil here from Simple Minds, and I got into Simple Minds when I was about 20 years old, because my girlfriend knew Charlie's girlfriend, and they were looking for it. They were looking for a synthesizer player, and I was the only guy in Glasgow with a synthesizer. So I automatically got the job.
And getting involved, Simple Minds got a very good keyboarder, I guess.
Well, ultimately it became a very good one, but early days it was quite different.
And what instruments are you able to play?
Just now I'm working on some drums and a bit of bass. Mainly I've gone back to playing the piano accordion quite a lot. I seem to enjoy looking at my old roots in Celtic music and Gaelic music, and I've been working quite a bit over the last year or two in that area. I've made some records with old Scottish Gaelic singers, so it's brought me back to kind of where I started, and I've focused more on the piano accordion, though I still play the synthesizers and piano.
Do you remember the song Here Comes the Fool?
Here Comes the Fool, now let me think. Yeah, I did. But that was that on any app? My memory's quite bad with all these ones. Was that on an actual album, or was that part of a Radio 1 session or something?
Well, this version of Here Comes the Fool is a live recording from London from August 1979.
August 1979. Was it actually on a record? Here Comes the Fool. I remember doing it for a BBC Kid Jensen radio session, but I don't actually remember it being on any of the album.
On the latest compilation of Simple Minds, it's named the Silver Box.
Okay, oh yeah, I remember it. I don't really know what to say about it. I can't even remember how the tune goes, to be honest with you.
Shoulder, you can look into my eyes.
Here Comes the Fool from 1979. Special guest for today, Michael McNeil. Mick, Simple Minds made many instrumental songs, for example, Theme for Great Cities, Shake of the Ghost, and much more. Do you know some stories about these songs?
Yeah, well, I can remember when we wrote Themes for Great Cities. That was very, very early. And it was music. Charlie and I would work on instrumentals that ultimately became songs. If Jim never got around to writing words for it, it remained an instrumental. So pretty much most of the tracks were all instrumentals before Jim put lyrics on them. But Themes for Great Cities in particular, I remember because I was still staying with my mother at the time, and I had a piano in the spare room. And at the same time as we were recording Themes for Great Cities on a little four-track portable, the ice cream van came round. I don't know if you know what the ice cream van is. It's a van that goes round the housing estate where all the children live, and it plays a little melody, and then all the kids come running out and buy ice cream. Well, that's exactly what was happening during when we were writing Themes for Great Cities, and it was, we actually used to call it, "Do you want anything from the van?" Which was like, normally the ice cream van would come running out, somebody would shout, "Right, what do you want from the van?" And you'd all run out and buy ice cream and lemonade. So that's really where the title came from. That's where we wrote the song. It was actually sounded a bit like the ice cream van at the door.
Really?
That's true.
Mick, do you remember the song Somebody Up There Likes You?
Yes.
What is it about? Is there a story behind the
song? Well, as for what the song is actually about and the words of the song, I'm not really sure. Again, this was in the same period. This was also an instrumental before Jim put lyrics on it. So, like quite a lot of the tracks in those days, we just wrote lots and lots of music. And we went into the studio. After we're halfway through the album, Jim was coming up with these words very late in the day. So I really don't know what he's been going on about in most of these songs, to be quite frank. I really don't know what he's on about.
May we hear this song now?
Yeah, on you go. Let it rip.
Okay, here we go. From the new Gold Dream album, Somebody Up There Likes You. Thank you. Somebody Up There Likes You. Today's guest at Radio Simple Minds is Michael McNeil. Michael, I'm watching very often the live video Verona, and I'm seeing you, Lisa Germano and Charlie Batchel playing the song named Gaelic Medley. What is the background of this song?
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those old songs that I used to hear from my grandfather and my parents played it in the house. My mum used to play the melodeon, a little accordion, and she also used to play old Gaelic melodies, because my folks are actually Gaelic speakers from the Western Isles of Scotland. So all my grandparents and everyone were all Gaelic. And this was one of the tunes that I remember as a child. And I learned it. My mum taught me it. So I've always known that melody. We incorporated it when we introduced the accordion and the fiddle to the set.
Was it your idea to involve Gaelic melody into the concerts of the Street Fighting Years tour?
Yeah, it worked well. It was a good break during the concert, away from the big sound and the big, you know, the big Simple Minds rock stadium sound, to break it all down and just have a couple of basic instruments playing a simple melody. I thought it worked well.
So this song is very different to the other songs we know from Simple Minds, isn't it?
Yeah, back to basics.
Now a question about the Street Fighting Years album itself. For me, it sounds very Scottish.
Well, on that particular album, we just set up a recording studio in the centre of Perthshire in the middle of Scotland, and it was in the winter and it was snowing and it was very, very Scottish. I believe the Spirits Rise track is actually bagpipes on it, isn't it? Is that the one you're talking about?
Well, yes, I think all songs of the Street Fighting Years album sounds very Scottish, especially the song When Spirit Rises. Did you try to place the spirit of Scotland into your songs?
Yeah, it was mainly, I was trying to write a tune for the bagpipes, and that's what I came up with, and we actually recorded it with the bagpipe. So yeah, it was a deliberate attempt to write a tune for bagpipes, and it turned out as it did, and we used it for the introduction of the set before we came on stage, and it worked really well as an opening piece of music.
Thank you.
weekend. Tune in and listen to Radio Simple Minds, the weekend radio.
Waterfront from 1989 from Verona. Mick, the Simple Minds are a very well-known live band and they played lots of tours. What are feelings or emotions of a musician to play in front of such huge audiences?
Gradually a Simple Minds grew bigger and the audiences grew bigger. It really was just a natural progression. So being in awe of 100 people was pretty much the same as 100,000, believe it or not. And in many ways, it was a little bit easier to go out in front of such a mass of people, because it ultimately just becomes like a big wall of faces, and it seems to be a bit more detached from the stage. The sound on stage gets further away, and you feel like you're more in a rehearsal room in a huge stadium than you do when you're playing a small club, for example, because when you're in a small club, the people are so close to you, they can see your hands, they can see your every movement, and you become so much more aware of being watched when there are so people so close to you. But in a gig like Wembley, they're really so far away, you can really just settle down quite comfortably in front of a crowd like that. The only thing that does give you a little bit of a fright is that the moments just before you go on stage, when you've been announced on and the big cheer goes up and there's a big huge adrenaline rush. That's the only time you really feel that there's an awful lot of people out there.
So, do you enjoy the more huge concerts or more the small clubs?
I enjoyed both. I enjoyed both. It was easier to play to the mass of people, but I still enjoyed the individual situation as well.
So the audience size doesn't matter to you, right?
Okay. No, that's I feel it was both were just as equally as exciting. Once the band kicked in and we were playing and we were really getting into it, the audience size, it really didn't really matter.
Okay. Do you remember some funny situations during the show?
There was quite a few actually. I remember sometimes when in the larger gigs, but the stage is really high. You know, it's quite a drop down. There's really only usually a couple of ways on and off stage, and the set was getting longer and longer. So sometimes your set, once you were on stage, you were pretty much there for a couple of hours, maybe 2 and a bit hours. And if you were hot and you're drinking or taking a few beers and taking quite a lot of water on board, you ultimately need the toilet. And one time I was so bursting for a pee, I got to where the back of the stage was. It was just between the last song and the first song of the encore, and I jumped off the back and I couldn't get back up again. I was stuck in the back of the stage, and the stage was too high to climb up, and everybody thought I'd fallen off and disappeared and ran away.
That's good. And what's happening then?
Well, eventually it took me ages to get away back round to the side, and I got a roadie to pull me up. But it was pretty embarrassing because I was in such a rush. I'd kind of wet on the front of my trousers as well, so it looked like I'd pissed myself.
That really sounds exciting. What was the reaction of the other band members?
They thought I was just drunk, I think, and falling off the stage.
I'm able to see the faces of the others in my mind. Mick, you made so many songs for Simple Minds. Do you have a favorite one?
I think one of my favourites must be Promised You a Miracle, only because it was one of the first times we ever got on Top of the Pops, which is one of the shows in the UK that's really decides, that says you're actually made it as a pop group. And it was always an ambition to get on Top of the Pops, and we were just working in a wee barn out in Fife, still writing the New Gold Dream. And Promise You a Miracle was released early as a single, and it done really well and it charted, and we were asked to go down and do Top of the Pops, and I felt this this really is going to go a long way for us as writers of pop music and songs. So I think Promise Tree of Miracle would have to go in as one of my early favourites.
Okay, and now especially for Mr. Michael McNeil, his favourite song, Promised You a Miracle.
Okay, thanks, that's good.
Promised You a Miracle. This song was specially played for Michael McNeil, our very special guest for today. Michael, being as long together with Simple Minds like you, a good relationship to all band members is the basement for this. Are you still in contact with them?
Well, I'm still in contact with some of the older members like Derek, as I'm about to do some projects with Derek and Brian McGee. But the last time I saw Jim and Charlie was when we worked on a record for the football player, Jimmy Johnston, who has got motor neurons disease and has recently made a DVD and does some singing on it. And that was the last time I saw Jim and Charlie. We both put some music together for that DVD for Jimmy Johnston, and that was probably about 2 years ago.
Well, basically, Simple Minds are Jim Kerr and Charlie Birchall. But many fans do see you and Mel as a fully involved member of Simple Minds. Do you agree with this?
Well, I mean, it's been a long time since I've left the band. I've been longer away from the band than I have been when I was in the band, so the times have passed by a long, long time, but I've always felt that I still feel that the material that I was involved in up until 1990 still remains the stronger material. I don't think they've really done much better than what we've done from all through up to 1990. So in as much as I feel I'm still very much a part of what they were when they were at their peak, but I really don't feel I'm part of Simple Minds today.
So the chapter Simple Minds is close for you, or do you like to work with them together again, maybe in the near or far future?
Yeah, I mean, I have left the door open for writing. I did speak to Jim when we last spoke with the view of collaborating on some writing with new material, and indeed have worked at some items with Derek, but Jim hasn't come back to review that situation, so the ball's pretty much strongly in his court. If he wants to come and look at writing, then I'm more than willing to give it a bash.
Maybe we play some music now again from the Nelson Mandela tribute.
Yeah, at Hyde Park. It was in Hyde Park, wasn't it?
No, as far as I remember, it was Wembley Stadium.
Well, that's correct. Yeah, it was at Wembley. There was two. There was one in Hyde Park and there was a big one in Wembley, that's right.
You played Mandela Day on this concert, and it's a very political one, isn't it?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I remember it well, and I remember the song well. It's one of the best songs, actually. If I have a second favourite, that's probably it.
Well, may I please you to moderate this song for our listeners?
Well, this is Mandela Day, playing here live from Wembley Stadium in 1988, for everyone listening to Radio Simple Minds.
Of course, we're not trying to be politicians today. Hopefully today, we're on stage and representing the voice of people, ordinary people. People in our hometown, people from our country, people from your country, all the countries and continents in the world who want to see an end to the murder and the torture and the tyranny that's going on in South Africa. This song is dedicated to Nelson Mandela, Govan Mbeki, Oliver Tambo, and Walter Sisulu. It's called Mandela Day. For all the people that's given their lives for the struggle in South Africa, we say rest in peace. Oh, Mandela Day.
Internet station.
Weekend radio.
Radio Simple Minds.
We are back with our very special guest, Michael McNeil. Michael, you have your own recording studio at home in Glasgow. What are your present and upcoming projects in the moment?
Okay, we're actually just rebuilding the website and setting up Mitch Records again, and we're looking at trying to look across the central belt of Scotland for new and upcoming acts. At the same time, we will be trying to run with a new band with myself, Derek and Brian McGee, and a few other members of other bands in Scotland, like Deacon Blue and some guys from Big Country and a few other kind of bands that were about in the 80s, and we're compiling this sort of mixture of musicians that we all know. And we're going to start working together over the next few months with the view of trying to get an album on the same kind of sound as we did with Steve Hillage and Sons and Fascination, is what we're trying to achieve, a kind of a similar instrumentals type record that sounds a bit like Sounds in Fascination and Sister Feelings Call. And we're also hoping to try and run some live webcam stuff while we're doing it, in the process of doing that. And that's kind of what I'm trying to get underway at the moment.
So I'm looking forward to see what you are doing next time. We are now at the end of the show. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much to you for calling, Alec.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to be able to talk to you.
Okay, and hopefully we'll speak again soon, Alec.
Yeah, Mick, all the best to you and your projects.
You too. Bye-bye.
That was Michael McNeil from Scotland. Needless to say, for further information, watch his website www.mixrecords.com. We are getting now to the end of our show for today. I hope you enjoyed the show and our special guest. And see you next time. Bye. Thank you.
This is Radio Simple Minds.